Today is the 24th of December, Christmas Eve. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It is great to be with you today. Christmas Eve is upon us. And so, well, there'll be many Christmas Eve services all over the world and Christmas Eve vigils at midnight. We'll have a Christmas Eve service here in Nashville that you can tune into if you're not going anywhere. I'll tell you about that at the end, but for now, we're reading from the English Standard Version this week. Zechariah 6, 1 through 7, 14. Again, I lifted my eyes and saw, and behold, four chariots came out from between two mountains. And the mountains were mountains of bronze. The first chariot had red horses, the second black horses, the third white horses, and the fourth chariot dappled horses, all of them strong. Then I answered and said to the angel who talked with me, "What are these, my lord?" And the angel answered and said to me, "These are going out to the four winds of heaven, after presenting themselves before the Lord of all the earth. The chariot with the black horses goes toward the north country. The white ones go after them, and the dappled ones go toward the south country." When the strong horses came out, they were impatient to go and patrol the earth. And he said, "Go, patrol the earth." So they patrolled the earth. Then he cried to me, "Behold, those who go toward the north country have set my spirit at rest in the north country." And the word of the Lord came to me, "Take from the exiles Heldai, Tobijah, and Jediah, who have arrived from Babylon, and go this same day to the house of Josiah, the son of Zephaniah. Take from them silver and gold, and make a crown, and set it on the head of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and say to him, 'Thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, the man whose name is Branch, for he shall branch out from his place, and he shall build the temple of the Lord. It is he who shall build the temple of the Lord, and shall bear royal honor, and shall sit and rule on his throne. And there shall be a priest on his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both. And the crown shall be in the temple of the Lord as a reminder to Halem, Tobijah, Jediah, and Hen, the son of Zephaniah. And those who are far off shall come and help to build the temple of the Lord. And you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. And this shall come to pass if you will diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God.' In the fourth year of King Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah on the fourth day of the ninth month, which is Chislev. Now the people of Bethel had sent Sharezer and Regem Melech and their men to entreat the favor of the Lord, saying to the priests of the house of the Lord of hosts and the prophets, 'Should I weep and abstain in the fifth month, as I have done for so many years?' Then the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, 'Say to all the people of the land and the priests, when you fasted and mourned in the fifth month and in the seventh, for these 70 years was it for me that you fasted? And when you eat and when you drink, do you not eat for yourselves and drink for yourselves? Were not these the words that the Lord proclaimed by the former prophets when Jerusalem was inhabited and prosperous, with her cities around her, and the south and the lowland were inhabited?' And the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, saying, 'Thus says the Lord of hosts, render true judgments, show kindness and mercy to one another. Do not oppress the widow, the fatherless, the sojourner, or the poor, and let none of you devise evil against another in your heart.' But they refused to pay attention and turned a stubborn shoulder and stopped their ears that they might not hear. They made their hearts diamond hard, lest they should hear the law and the words that the Lord of hosts had sent by his spirit through the former prophets. Therefore great anger came from the Lord of hosts. As I called, and they would not hear, so they called, and I would not hear, says the Lord of hosts. And I scattered them with a whirlwind among all the nations that they had not known. Thus, the land they left was desolate, so that no one went to and fro, and the pleasant land was made desolate. Revelation 15, 1 through 8. Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and amazing, seven angels with seven plagues, which are the last, for with them the wrath of God is finished. And I saw what appeared to be a sea of glass mingled with fire, and also those who had conquered the beast and its image and the number of its name, standing beside the sea of glass with harps of God in their hands. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and amazing are your deeds, O Lord God, the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who will not fear, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. After this I looked, and the sanctuary of the tent of witness in heaven was opened. And out of the sanctuary came the seven angels and the seven plagues, clothed in pure, bright linen, with golden sashes around their chests. And one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls, full of the wrath of God, who lives forever and ever. And the sanctuary was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. And no one could enter the sanctuary until the seven plagues of the seven angels were finished. Psalm 143, 1 through 12. My soul thirsts for you. A Psalm of David. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my pleas for mercy. In your faithfulness, answer me. In your righteousness, enter not into judgment with your servant. For no one living is righteous before you. For the enemy has pursued my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me sit in darkness like those long dead. Therefore my spirit faints within me. My heart within me is appalled. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all that you have done. I ponder the work of your hands. I stretch out my hands to you. My soul thirsts for you like a parched land. Selah. Answer me quickly, O Lord. My spirit fails. Hide not your face from me, lest I be like those who go down to the pit. Let me hear in the morning of your steadfast love, for in you I trust. Make me know the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. Deliver me from my enemies, O Lord. I have fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground, for your name's sake, O Lord. Preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble. And in your steadfast love, you will cut off my enemies, and you will destroy all the adversaries of my soul, for I am your servant. Proverbs 30, 24 through 28. Four things on earth are small, but they are exceedingly wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they provide their food in the summer. The rock badgers are a people not mighty, yet they make their homes in the cliffs. The locusts have no king, yet all of them march in rank. The lizards you can take in your hands, yet it is in kings' palaces. Jesus, we come before you on this, the eve of your birth, at least the day that we commemorate, that we consider, that we appreciate, and that we honor and revere. That on this holy night, everything changed. That on this holy night, a babe was born, God wrapped in humanity, in flesh, born and laid in a trough, in a manger. Straw, swaddling clothes, animals, humanity, shepherds, parents, angels. What a holy night. What a gorgeous picture this is, that you would come under the cover of darkness, born under the shadow of scandal, born in utter humility, the God of the universe, come to save his people, his beloved, as a weak, little, helpless child. We thank you. We honor and worship you. You are the glorious one. Jesus, God in flesh, the baby born to us to take away the sins of the world. We love you. And we thank you for coming for us. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. Website is where you jump into community. There's a number of ways. I mean, there's, I guess, about as many ways as technology will allow. You can jump into community, whether that be that you dive into forums or that you like to chat. Jump in. Check the homepage. See what's going on. Get involved in any way that you can or you will. Tonight, like I said at the very beginning, well, this is Christmas Eve, and there will be services all over the world commemorating the birth of the Savior, starting probably from early evening and running all the way until midnight. And even as I say this, it's probably already going on in different parts of the world. I live in America, so it's very easy to, that wherever you live, you sort of think that's the center of it all. And I realize that Christmas Eve has been going on for about 12 hours. On the other side of the world, so it's already getting to be midnight vigil time in some places, depending on what time you listen to this. Nevertheless, here in Spring Hill, Tennessee, at the Four Winds Mission, we will have, in our small little community that meets in a cafe, the Wind Farm Cafe, our Christmas Eve service. And this year it will be broadcast, so you can watch it at justin.tv/Four Winds Mission, and it begins at 6 p.m. Central Time, and it's going to be cute. Our kids are pretty much taking the show, and it'll be in small community style, but it should be very, very, very beautiful, and so I look forward to seeing as many of you online as come. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at the website. Of course, the Daily Audio Bible is a 501c3 nonprofit corporation, so we will be sure to send you a receipt for the end of the year charitable giving that you do. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your partnership. Looking forward with great anticipation to launching Daily Audio Bible Arabic and Daily Audio Bible Portuguese coming this January 1st. As well as an improved Daily Audio Bible Kids. So there's a lot of work to do around here as we move toward the new year. It's this delicate little ballet that happens between Christmas and New Year's where so many things have to happen exactly perfectly, and they get rehearsed and worked and rechecked and checked again. And then bam, the new year comes. So if you're listening to this, and, well, if you're listening to this on Christmas Eve, great. You'll be right up to speed. But if you're listening to this a little late, that means you're a little bit behind, which is also fine. But just so you know, as soon as you hear this, you need to download the rest of the days of the year. Because December 31st will be available for about a day, maybe 2 days, but then we have to flip everything. So all of December and all of 2011 will be gone, but it will appear immediately in the Daily Audio Bible store, and you can download it by the month or by the year for just a couple of dollars per month, just to cover the... It's a large download, covers our bandwidth, but we have to reset everything, so be prepared for that. I'm just kind of giving you a heads up. I even gave a heads up earlier in the month this year. Okay. I feel like I should have something profound to say on this Christmas Eve. And I'm finding myself at a lack for profound words. I think I've used all the profound words I can think of. Between just people that I've met here at the Daily Bible and the community here in Spring Hill. And all of the traveling this month and talking about passages. And it all kind of boils down to something that's profound but simple in its beauty. God loves us. He came for us. He left perfection and came down and wallowed in what it is that we've done with his perfection. And we should realize that he's invited us back to his perfection. He's taken care of what we could never take care of. Sin, separation from him. He came and took care of that on our behalf so that we could be restored. And we have been restored, and yet we choose to live on our own terms. So often we continue to live as if we were the sovereign Lord. And it never works. It just never will. The world can't work that way. We aren't made for that. We're made for God. And he came for us, this baby, incarnated God in the flesh. A crazy, crazy thing to think about. And yet, utterly true. He came for us. He showed us how to live and how to love. And it's all available. It's all here for the taking. So we're going to give gifts this evening, and we're going to give gifts in the morning, and yet this gift of God's love and mercy and grace, nothing will ever compare to this gift. And so may we embrace it fully, because the greatest gift we could ever give back to our God and Savior is the gift of our hearts. All of it. Nothing withheld. Nothing reserved. All of it. No strings attached. May we do that this Christmas season, and may we live that fully.